My name is John Mertek. I am the community manager at Sugar CRM, and I'm also the secretary of the Open Social Foundation. And my talk is entitled "Making Hashtags Come Alive with Open Social."
Okay, excellent. So what would someone expect to learn if they came to your tutorial?
Well, the goal of somebody taking away from this tutorial is recognizing the vast ecosystem that enabling your application for Open Social brings to the table. Being able to build an application that fits to the spec of the open Social standard immediately opens the doors to make it easier for you to integrate with a number of different open source and commercial applications with relatively little code change between them. So, for example, you can build an application that works against Apache RAID, and that same application can be repurposed and work against IBM Connections, Jive, SAP, and a number of different open social container platforms.
So what we're talking about is a highly configurable piece of software?
It is kind of a programming standard. So the whole idea is within the context of a social business and using techniques like activity streams and embedded experiences, you can take what was done before with portal technology, of dropping in iframes of different contact to integrate applications together. Uh-huh. And instead it changes the whole perception to have a more socially driven aspect. So you have the concept of activity stream with content from different sorts of applications built into it, but it's not just that raw content. You can actually interact with those applications right back from the activity stream, and that's what the embedded experiences brings you, is that additional level of context to be able to interact. So think of the example of you have an activity stream coming at you, and maybe on there is an opportunity for you for your sales team.
So it might be, for example, a list of government tenders, something like that.
Yeah. So you could have some option, an item that comes across there. And as opposed to just being able to view it and see what's going on, you can actually interact back with that base application right from that same context. So in the past, what you'd have to do is you'd maybe click on a link and you have to log on and jump into another application and start, interacting that way. Now you can interact right from that same context in which you're at. So you can maybe close the opportunity. Maybe you can send a message to someone else. Maybe you can forward it on to a team member. Maybe you can update some of the details of it. All of these things are possible, and it's done through a standard component model that's defined through an open specification and open source standard.
Okay, so it sounds as though one of the things that this would do is give system architects a much wider range of components to work with in building social systems.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And being able to leverage a standard component model. So, as today where you might have one component model that a Facebook might use, or a component model that a Twitter might use, or a number of the other ones that are out there, here you're able to standardize on a single one. And this standard is actually reusable across applications. So the same application you would deploy for an Apache RAID is the same application you can deploy into IBM Connections. It's the same application you deploy into many SAP-based applications, and so on and so forth. So it really opens up your ecosystem of what you can deploy in versus having to rewrite your code for every single application platform you're trying to target.
So very flexible indeed then, and really makes the job of building complex systems easier. What about scalability?
It's definitely a very scalable solution in there, and a lot of it relies upon the back-end technologies that drive it. Many of these applications leverage another Apache project called Shindig. And what it is, it's a open social container server platform that's actually built onto Java. And so if you look at tools like IBM Connections and Jive, they build their solution on top of that, and that enables not only that standardization across platforms, it also enables the scalability and performance that a Java platform brings.
And social networking, social websites are definitely becoming a huge market, aren't they? Have you any idea what kind of growth you can expect to see over the next few years?
Oh, it's going to be a phenomenal growth. And really, what this area really targets is in the social business. We're right now on the cusp of it. You've seen technologies such as Yammer in the news with Microsoft's acquisition of that, and several other ones that are starting to bubble up. the social business technology is highly emerging, and people are looking for what are the strategies for adapting it. The open social paradigm enables you to have a standard specification of how, you know, you engage with this. So as opposed to having, you know, five different proprietary solutions and five different proprietary standards, you have an open solution which you can build your organization against and be able to kind of leverage that already existing mindshare and thought of how this is done, and at the same time have interoperability with other compatible applications.
Sure, open standards always accelerate technology development, don't they, when people embrace them wholeheartedly?
That is correct, yeah. And open social really positions that very well, and we're already seeing uptick by a number of large vendors around the world. And I think that's really helping drive this standard forward and helping get a lot of really bright minds coming together on what the best solutions are in this landscape.
Okay, so you open social, I don't know too much about, but you're going to be explaining the embedded experience model for open social. Could you, for the non-experienced dimwit such as myself, explain what that's likely to mean in terms of the end user? What will they see that they didn't see before?
So the embedded experience, what it takes is the concept of an activity stream. So this is content and, you know, passing through a stream of data coming to you. But as before, when you're just the consumer of that data and you're just seeing it, now you can actually take the next step and interact with it. You can interact back with what created that context in the first place. So like the example I kind of, you know, grabbed before, you know, let's say you have a CRM system integrated into, into the activity stream there. And it can pass extra details into it, you know, to indicate how you can interact back. So let's say, you know, a contact record comes to the activity stream. Somebody, you had a colleague that created a new contact in your system and it appears in the activity stream. You know, how the option here, as opposed to just viewing it and say, oh, yeah, that's great, somebody created something, you can actually take it to the entire next level and maybe, you know, go edit that contact.
Yeah.
Maybe go send that contact to somebody else. Maybe all sorts of different sorts of things. Really, really opens it up and makes it from less of an application, which is just a kind of view-only portal,
yep,
but takes it to that next level of truly being interacting with that content and not have to jump between applications to do it.
Great. So what kinds of people would you suggest would benefit from coming to your tutorial?
I would suggest anybody who's in business or enterprise software development. This is an emerging area in a lot of those organizations, and we're seeing a lot of major Fortune 500 companies that are really looking to embrace what social technology means. So if you're in the market of a developer in that area, or if you're a CTO, CIO, or, you know, other sort of, you know, technical leadership in one of those organizations, definitely do come. You know, it's going to be a combination of talking about the space itself of what's going on, you know, what open social is looking to achieve, and in talking about activity streams and embedded experiences and whatnot, and then the combination of that and a lot of practical stuff and digging into the details of how these pieces are built, how they're interacting together, and show some examples of this actually working in the real life of applications being integrated together using new open social standards.
Wonderful. And I understand you make a boast in the description of, or the abstract of your tutorial, that you will actually be getting people up and running with their own application in 15 minutes?
Yeah, we'll help give you a guide to showcase of how you can build an application that can interact with an open social container with relative ease. And we'll walk through some of the examples of already built ones and talk about what the path is to do that, what are the steps needing to be done to do that, and how to get that going. But getting something running on an open social compatible container is a relatively straightforward task, and you should be able to walk away with being able to do that relatively easily, and then be able to go out of that taking next steps of seeing how to even do that more effectively.
Excellent. It sounds like a really interesting tutorial. So ApacheCon's in Portland, Oregon. Have you been to Portland before?
Oh, I've been there several times before. It's probably one of my favorite cities in the U.S. to visit.
Oh, well, I'm glad we've given you an excuse to come back then. And how do you feel about speaking at conferences generally? Are you an experienced teacher?
Yeah, I've spoken at numerous conferences around the world over the past few years. I've been at OSCON several times. I've spoken all over the United States, Europe, South America. So been well-traveled, and especially speaking at developer and open-source conferences.
Okay. What would you say is special about it? How many ApacheCons have you been to?
This is actually my first ApacheCon.
I was going to ask you what's special about it, but you're about to find out, presumably.
That is right. I'm really, really excited to be a part of it. I've heard great things about ApacheCons in the past, and I'm really excited to make Portland my first one.
Excellent. Well, we're going to try and make sure it's a most enjoyable conference. So I know you have something to do shortly. Let's close with one final question I'm asking everyone. Why do you work in open source? What makes it more enjoyable and more rewarding than working on proprietary projects?
For me, it's the people. The people are always looking to share, looking to engage, looking to work together to build top-notch, high-quality solutions. And there's less of keeping things hidden from one another, proprietariness, having to jump through hoops to get the connections. You need with open source, the code's out there, the people are out there, and people are looking to interact and work together to build bigger and greater things. And I think that's, for me, that's one of the most enjoyable things about being part of open source.
Well, I think you do a very good job of selling the open source community as a great place to work, John. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed for your time. I'm very much looking forward to meeting you in Portland, and I will let you get on with the rest of your day now. Thanks again, John.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day as well.
You too. All the best now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.